Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Aw, yeah. Welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. And, you know, I'm still not over last week's news with all that massive trash that Joe Biden was talking when he made a speech about the Delta virus and how he was going to prevent further COVID cases. And so I hope you'll indulge me as I replay a little audio from last week, just so that you can hear what still got me, still has me upset.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine has FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
What a douche. Huh? You got to be tone deaf to not realize that in the position of power like that, the most powerful person in the world, to pick out a group and to say that your patience is wearing thin against them. I mean, that's so threatening. But, you know, they say that first you ask, then you beg, then you threaten, right? And that's what's happening now. You know, they got a vaccine to sell you, and they will stop at nothing to make sure that the money is spent to get it sold. And it's your money, right? They're just taking your money and they're giving it to these pharmaceutical companies. And, you know, there's ties in with all the stations and with the media. And so you basically have what feels like the entire world trying to get it where everybody not only buys the vaccine, but then they have repeat customers, right? They're going to buy more and more and more. And remember the other words that Joe Biden said last week when he talked about the booster shots.
And we're doing everything we can to keep it that way. Keep it that way. Keep you safe. That's where boosters come in. The shots that give you even more protection than after your second shot. Now, I know there's been some confusion about boosters, so let me be clear. Last month, our top government doctors announced an initial plan for booster shots for vaccinated Americans. They believe that the booster is likely to provide the highest level of protection yet. Of course, the decision of which booster shots to give, when to start them, and who will give them will be left completely to the scientists at the FDA and the Centers for Disease Control.
You know, considering the heat that Joe Biden's been getting, I thought he was going to say we'll be left up completely to the individual. I should have known he wasn't going to say that. But then my second guess would have been we'll be left up completely to the doctor, to your family doctor, who you know and who you trust. No, that's not what he said. We'll be left up completely. Well, you finish the sentence, Joe.
Of course, the decision of which booster shots to give, when to start them, and who will give them will be left completely to the scientists at the FDA and the Centers for Disease Control.
Will be left up to bureaucrats who you do not know, that you have no idea who they are, and who have been responsible for what's been happening up to this point. And they've done such a bad job. Nobody trusts them. Nobody believes. I shouldn't say nobody, because we are at, as of last week, Jen Psaki said 70-some-odd% vaccination rate. So that means that most of the country is vaccinated. So you would figure that this virus wouldn't be a problem anymore. But somehow, it still is. And now we're getting into the bonus rounds, right? I mean, I feel like this is a video game where you buy the game. And if you like the game, then they have additional downloadable content that you can get, right? Extra costumes, extra items. But this is like, if you buy the game and then a law gets passed to force you to buy the extra items, Heck, I guess this is now more like a logging pass to force you to buy the game. Although it's not even a law, right? It's not even Congress people who are risking their jobs by going against the will of the people and you know, by putting their vote down on a record. What's happening here is that you have a president, and he's a president. He's not an emperor, right? He's not a dictator. You have a president who is mandating that you take the vaccine.
So tonight, I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
But Ed Mann, you might say, you did some deceptive editing there. You didn't let Joe Biden finish the sentence. There's no mandate. I mean, sure, he used the word required, but there's no mandate. Okay, I'm going to play the rest of that so that you can hear it. The reason I stopped it there was because that's where his emphasis was. Then he mumbles the rest where he says, oh, or you can get tested once a week. So let me play the entire part so that you can hear the end of his sentence. But I did want you to hear that he said that they will be requiring that you have employees vaccinated. Okay, so here's a clip, the whole clip.
So tonight, I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week.
Cool. So now the rule is you either get vaccinated. This is for, as you heard, employers with over 99 employees. And they have to get them vaccinated or tested once a week. And by the way, who pays for that test? The employee pays for it. Who pays for the time off for them to get that test? The employer pays for it. So once again, we have another situation where the government is turning the employer into the policeman. The employer has to watch and make sure that everybody is on their best behavior, doing what the government tells them to do. When you become an employer, you automatically have a partner, whether or not you want one. In fact, I would say that for the most part, unless you are a government contractor, this partner is one that you don't want. And that partner is the government. They are constantly watching over your shoulder. If you do the wrong thing, they'll put you in jail. They'll fine you. They make it harder for you to do business. If you make too much money, they'll take it away from you. If you have too many things in your store, you get taxed on them. But let me stick to my original point, which is that people are saying that this isn't a mandate. I mean, you just heard the man say that he's requiring it. They say he's not requiring that you get vaccinated because he's giving you the option to get tested once a week. Okay. Well, then he's requiring you to get tested once a week. Are you going to argue that one too? Are you saying, well, no, he's not requiring you to get tested once a week. If you get vaccinated, you don't have to get tested. It's not a mandate. Well, he's requiring something, damn it. And if you want to play the semantic game of, you know, a mandate and a requirement are not the same thing, or if you want to pretend that because he's giving you the out, oh, instead of getting vaccinated, you can get constantly tested week after week. That will use up time and resources of both you and your employer, or if you are an employer, both you and your employee. Then you can play that game, but you are just covering for Joe Biden. Because no matter how you slice it, he's forcing you to take an action that you didn't have to take previously. Even Forbes, when they published their video of Jen Psaki talking about this, called it a mandate. Everyone knows that this is a mandate. I think everyone knows. Because, as far as my understanding goes, this hasn't actually been made into law. So he says that it's an executive order, but as far as I know, this has not been undertaken yet. So people are quitting, and employers are requiring their employees to get vaccinated. So the effect is as if it's actually happened. But as far as I know, it actually isn't a requirement yet. And remember, in that clip, he said he's going to make it a requirement. He didn't say it is a requirement. He said, I'm announcing tonight that it's going to be required. But he didn't say that I already signed the executive order or I signed the executive order tonight or anything else like that. So, hey, it's possible that Joe Biden knows that he can't do this. And he's just saying it because remember what the point of this speech was that he made last week. The point of the speech was to get as many people vaccinated as possible, or, as far as I'm concerned, to sell as many Girl Scout cookies as you can on behalf of the pharmaceutical companies. And I really do believe that this is what they're trying to do, because if you remember earlier, and when I say earlier, I mean in the year, I guess it was last year, but it was like late last year. This is, I think, December 20th. Is when this quote was made. Let me play you this Joe Biden quote. I want to play you two Biden quotes back to back. One of what he said before he was sworn in and one that he said after he was sworn in. And you already know it's going to be funny. These are always funny. Okay, the reporter asks, is the vaccine going to be mandatory?
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide. So tonight, I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
That is a riot. I love that. I love that. Before and after. God, I should every election, I really should just get a whole, you know, bevy of clips and assemble them. What does the politician say before they're elected? And then what do they say after they're elected? And just have a whole show of that and just really enjoy the hypocrisy. All right. A little bit more Biden here. Earlier this week, Joe Biden was criticized for being cut off by persons unknown. Yeah, so Joe Biden is asking a question, and then the feed just fades out and cuts away. And this is not the first time that this has happened. In fact, let me play you one from May when he asks, well, you know, you won't be able to see it, so I guess it won't have as much impact. But there's one from May where he asks his assistant, he says, oh, I'll take some questions if that's what they want me to do. Should I take some questions, Nance? And then the White House title card just comes up. And the picture just fades away and it's over. Okay, so look, I think that if you ask an assistant for, you know, what you're supposed to do, maybe you lay out the agenda. But maybe you say what you want to have happen, and then the assistants will create the schedule, and then you don't know what the schedule is. I mean, everything that you asked that you wanted to be covered or handled is being covered or handled. But, you know, the exact timing of everything, you're leaving up to your assistants to tell you. So I don't think there's anything wrong with asking your assistant, hey, is this what we're doing next, or is that what we're doing next? I do think it's kind of weird that he would ask an assistant if you're allowed to take questions. That I can see as being really odd. But, you know, just asking an assistant a question in itself is not a big deal. And maybe you're asking about the questions because you've got another event and you just don't have time for questions. Now, I don't believe that in Joe Biden's case, but I'm just saying there is a reasonable explanation for somebody asking their assistant if they are allowed to take questions or not, because they may not have the time for it to in the schedule that they're following. Now, what I do think is really weird is that the Secretary of State is questioned about this in Congress, and he's pretending that he doesn't know anything about it, because this has been in, this is not the first time this happened. This happened over and over again. So let me play a little clip of this line of questioning, which is hilarious. Now, let me pull this up here, and I'm going to read off the description. This is from Guardian News. This was published September 16th, 2021. The name of the video is Antony Blinken Chuckles as Republican Senator Makes Joe Biden Mute Button Claims. So a really slanted title. It's like he's laughing at the senator for asking just an outrageous question. Well, the senator, whose name is Jim Risch, he's asking, why does Joe Biden keep getting cut off? And I'm going to let this clip play here.
Somebody in the White House has authority to press the button and stop the president, cut off the president's speaking ability and sound. Who is that person?
I think anyone who knows the president, including members of this committee, knows that he speaks very clearly and very deliberately for himself. No one else does.
Well, are you saying that there is no one in the White House that can cut him off? Because yesterday that happened, and it's happened a number of times before that. It's been widely reported that somebody has the ability to push the button and cut off his sound and stop him from speaking. Who is that person?
There is no such person. Again, the president speaks for himself, makes all of the strategic decisions, informed by the best advice that he can get from the people around him.
So are you unaware that this is actually happening? Because it happened yesterday at the Interagency Fire Center. It was widely reported. The media's reported on it. And it's not the first time it's happened. It's happened several times. Are you telling this committee that this does not happen, that there's no one in the White House who pushes the button and cuts him off in mid-sentence?
That's correct.
Okay, now he's going to try again.
Well, let's take a different attack. He does speak for himself, but what happens when somebody doesn't want him speaking? You're telling us you don't know anything about this, that somebody cuts him off in mid-sentence. Is that what you're trying to tell this committee? Because everybody here has seen it.
Senator, I'm telling you, based on my own experience with the president over the last 20 years, anyone who tried to stop him from saying what he wanted to say, speaking his mind, would probably not be long for their job.
With that, Senator Jim Risch just looks exasperated. He looks down, and at least on this video, there aren't any other questions about it. And I think that's terrific, right? Hear no evil, speak no evil, see no evil. He's like, I don't know anything about it. Just, you know, that doesn't happen. Joe Biden getting cut off over and over again repeatedly, you know, in multiple videos. No, I've never seen anything like that. I love when the senators are really, you know, going to drive home their point, and they actually bring the receipts, as they say, right? They bring the video and they show it in front of the other person, and they really just force him to watch it. I think that's terrific. And, speaking of videos, man, I saw Rand Paul. He went on a rant. He went on a tear. I wish I had time to play you the audio here, but it looks like we bombed a bunch of people again and a lot of innocent civilians. Where is the story on this? Something like 26 people, 29 people. Just died by accident, and I'm not seeing it here. And Rand Paul is asking them, okay, were these guys terrorists? Who were these people? And the person he's questioning says, well, you know, we're doing an investigation and this and that. And Rand Paul is saying, so you don't know who these people were? And the other person says, well, we're investigating, and, you know, we can't say these things, you know, out in this forum anyway. And so Rand Paul says, well, either then you don't know or you can't say. And then again, the other guy reiterates, he can't, you know, they're doing an investigation to see who it was that got blown up. And Rand Paul says, you guys ought to do that investigation before you blow people up. Absolutely right. And, you know, I saw pictures of the people who were killed, and they're kids, man, and it's heartbreaking. And Rand Paul also made this point. You're creating people who hate us, right? Well, what he said was you're creating terrorists, right? And there's no better way for somebody to rally, you know, people to go against the U.S. than that. And then, you know, they lie and they say, oh, they hate us because they're free. Well, no, they probably hate us because we're killing innocent civilians. And I hate to say that because I love this country, and this country is what allows me to say these things, right? Or I guess you could say that they don't infringe on my right to say these things. Although, you know, I don't want to make Joe Biden's patience wear thin on these points, but we should watch who we're blowing up, right? Okay, and to go completely off topic for a little bit, Nicki Minaj. Have you heard about this? Nicki Minaj has come out against the COVID vaccine because, who was this? Her cousin's friend took it. I think she said he's living in Trinidad. And supposedly one of his testicles, like, got huge. And then the person he was supposed to marry didn't want to marry him anymore. It sounds crazy to me. I don't know what's going on over there or if that's true or that's not true. But, guys, Nicki Minaj is now fighting the good fight. Rapper Nicki Minaj. And it's so funny because she has got a mouth on her. And anyone that says anything against her, and they are talking trash against her. I think the Trinidad, like the president or somebody, came out and said, oh, no, that's not true. And she's like, he didn't look into that. He doesn't care. He just doesn't want anybody to investigate. Anyway, I think that is hilarious. And it's funny how we have a fighter now that you would never expect, right? Because Nicki Minaj is in that set of entertainers, and the entertainers tend to be on the liberal side. And this lady is not. And it's funny to both see the liberals who used to love her now have turned against her. Oh, they're so mean to her. And you see the conservatives who didn't care about her at all are now like, oh, she's fantastic. I think Tucker Carlson has been talking about her like two, three, maybe 4 days in a row. So so it's great. If you have a chance. Oh, yeah, she got suspended off of Twitter. So this, I mean, I actually think that's a good thing because I think people are going to kind of wake up. I mean, of all the trash that, you know, gets talked on Twitter, this is what gets her banned. It's incredible, you know. And people are starting to realize that all the things that they said were not true are becoming true, right? They said, oh, you get the vaccine and that's going to be it. We can get back to normal. We're going to cure COVID. And the conservatives are saying, no, this is a trick. They're gonna do this, and then they're going to require booster shots, right? And the vaccine isn't even going to work very well. I mean, it just came out. What's the use of it? And then they got banned, they get kicked off, and then, boom, it turns out to be true, which makes people mad because I remember conservatives saying that they were going to make you wear a mask even if you got vaccinated, and that they were going to come out with booster shots. Even if you got vaccinated, you still have to take more shots later on. And people were getting banned and criticized, and they say, oh, that's fake news. But again, look at what comes to reality. You know, how many times does this have to happen? It's like before the last election, they were ringing the alarm bell saying, you know, if they do this mail-in voting thing, we're going to have problems. And we have huge, massive problems with fraud. And no matter how much they say that there isn't, there obviously was. There are people who got multiple ballots in their name, to people who had lived there previously, to their animals, to deceased people. And, you know, now you've got these duplicate ballots floating around, these added ballots floating around. You've got a problem. And they're like, oh, no, that's just fear-mongering, and then it turns out to be true. All right, guys, I got to go. Thanks for listening. I'm the Ed Man. This is the How to Kill an Hour radio show. We'll do it again next week. Have a good one, everybody. See ya.